Good evening. I would like to call tonight's adjourned September meeting for March 3rd at 6 p.m. to order. May I have a roll call, please?
Ms. Sussich.
Present.
Ms. Flowers.
She will not be here.
Mr. Gangler.
Here.
Mr. Giles.
Here.
Ms. Gilmore.
Here.
Mr. Greider.
Here.
Ms. Hendricks.
Here.
Mr. Kellogg.
Present.
Mr. Prochaska.
Here.
Ms. Vickers.
She will not be here either. Yeah. Thank you.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. With the quorum being present, may I have a motion as to the agenda?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the agenda with the following amendment. I'd like to move number 10, executive session, to before 9, new business.
Thank you. Motion by Prochaska.
Second.
Seconded by Giles. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Special recognition, Dr. Tokarz, do you want to give us an update on the latest on coronavirus?
Are we using our 1970 technology? We are.
Move that thing.
I'm just going to show you three things briefly. The first thing is that I want to just update you with a map that I showed you last time, and I think most of you are listening to the news so that you are familiar with this, but just go ahead and see what's happening here. So you can see we're over 3,000 deaths now. Oh, it's okay. Thank you. Just over 3,000 deaths, and we've got over 90,000 confirmed cases in the world. The last time that I showed this to you, I had to scroll down on the left bar to find the U.S., and you can see where we are now. So the countries with many cases are, of course, mainland China, South Korea and Italy, and Iran. But other countries with significant amounts of cases are Japan, France, Germany, and the U.S. If we scroll over to the U.S., you can see where we have more expanded cases now are here in Washington State. But we have two additional cases in Illinois as well. So we have four cases that we've had altogether, two closed out and two new cases. On the lower right-hand side of this map, you can see this kind of goldish-orange trajectory, and that is the rate on mainland China, and that rate you can see is still increasing a little bit, and even at a flat rate, that's a lot of death. The green is recovery, And the yellow are other countries that are driving this rate up, and you can see the U.S. is a part of that. So our rate is increasing here. So I just wanted to show that to you. And then I want to, so again, here under Community Health, we have a novel coronavirus page.
It's not gonna work.
Once again, the highway department is better than this room. Scott, can we add this link to our webpage?
It's on the health department.
It's on the health department one, but can we link it to
yeah.
us too?
So in the beginning, Thank you for bearing with that sound. Those are just a couple of things on our website. There's so much good up-to-date information, so if people are interested in any of that, please look at that. I want to say something about our public service announcement that we put out this week. We are meeting with many partners. We're screening people. We're very, very busy with the community. But talking with partners about reviewing, this is a good time for people to be reviewing their plans and taking a look at what's in their own preparedness plans, thinking about the sanitation in their buildings, thinking about making sure that people are staying home when they're sick, and really being prepared for this possibly getting worse. Okay. The Chicago metropolitan area is a very, very close community. And you know if you drive in the morning in Kendall County that our citizens are leaving Kendall County for jobs that are closer to the city. So we're all neighbors and we're all close to each other. So we really have to be prepared for these cases when they come. We don't know of a case currently in Kendall County. And I say those words very carefully to you. We don't know of a case because you can see cases coming up in the country where people don't know where those originated from. So we really want to be prepared. I want to continue to encourage people, if they think they've been exposed, please call us. There is no question that wastes our time. We really want to work with everybody on that. Now, just a couple of things about our public service announcement. I'm not going to read the whole thing to you, just a couple of excerpts here. You can see in line with another document that Scott passed out to all of you that I think is from our insurance carrier. All these things about personal health care are really very relevant to both influenza and coronavirus. Avoid close contact. Thank you. With people who are sick, avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you're sick. And we talked about the last time, even if you've been able to bring your fever down with ibuprofen, you could still be contagious. So that does not mean that you're not contagious. Cover your cough and your sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects. Wash your hands with soap and water. If you think that you've been exposed within the last 14 days, you may face some limitations in your movement in order to keep your family and neighbors and other community members safe. Also, please, people are getting encouraged to please get the flu shot. We were out of them. People did a good job in our community about getting their flu shots, but most places still have flu vaccine available, so please, please do get that. On the back of this, you'll see a number of pictures. All of these are live links for employers, individuals, schools, on what to do to be safe. When looking at plans, those plans should contain things like, how are we containing the disease? What are we doing about asking people to stay home? What are we doing about sanitation? How are we communicating? Are we driving people to our website? Are we letting people know where to look for communication? What are we doing about social distancing? This is something that Chairman Greider and I talked about a few days ago. Social distancing meaning keeping people away from one another if sickness is spreading. If sickness is spreading in our community, not creating large events where people are going to be in close proximity to one another, and having the wherewithal and courage to say, you know what, we're going to have to postpone this event. We're going to have to cancel this event. So we're not there yet. We're not there yet, and I would like not to get there, but those are things that we really want to exercise our minds about and make sure that we are ready for that. Then I also want to remind you, we talked about this last time, influenza. Again, the highest pediatric death rate since the CDC has been counting, over 105 pediatric deaths now. That's different from what I told you last time, and 16,000 deaths from influenza. and we may expect many more. So all these things that we're talking about for coronavirus are going to also help us with that.
Is that globally or is that the United States?
That's the United States. So let me... Officials estimate that since this flu season began, and this is the United States, there have been at least 29 million cases of flu in the U.S., with 280,000 people hospitalized by the virus. In all likelihood, 16,000 people have already died of the flu, the CDC estimates. So, the good news is our partners are very willing and interested to do well with this, but we have so much more to do, and we will never be done. So any questions that you might have for me that I'm able to answer, I'm happy to do that.
So wash your hands and stay home if you're sick. Is that kind of the bottom line?
Yes, and if you think you've been exposed, don't just do that. Don't try to ride it out in secret. Please call us. Please call us.
Otter, Ms. Hendricks?
I was wondering if maybe it was time for us to think about putting extra supplies for disinfection in all of the county offices and the bathrooms, and maybe talking to the cleaning crew about stepping up disinfection more.
I spoke to Mr. Keppel after speaking with the doctor about that just a few minutes ago. At the end of the night, at least washing down handles and, you know, things like that.
Light switches, doorknobs,
right.
Yeah.
And in talking with the school, so there's not different kinds of cleaning that's being prescribed here, but what is important, and I think I've never noticed our bathrooms on soap, that the bathrooms always have soap in them at the end of the night, and that they're very clean. And this building, and all our buildings are kept very clean, but that we did talk about the things that are touched very frequently to go ahead and disinfect those frequently, and that's going to be the door handles and sometimes railings. I don't know if we have a lot of railings in our buildings, but okay. Anything else?
Always very uplifting. Thank you.
Oh, I know. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. And I also wanted to recognize, or at least have a minute to talk with Matt Kinsey and Scott and Debbie. It's going to be kind of a joint recognition here as to what we're doing in terms of security. LaSalle County had a massive security breach in the last week and has really brought them to their knees. And, you know, they can't record documents. They're having they have an election they need to work through, all kinds of issues. And I know our clerk has did obtain a grant to help with this type of, you know, help combat this. And so I don't know if you guys would just talk briefly. I know I'm kind of putting you on the spot, but about our efforts and how we're how we're going to avoid that.
Well, I think a big thing we started with was gathering information that we received from groups that work with the Clerk and Recorders Association. They brought forward some groups, so we went ahead and we got what is called an ICN line. And I think I talked about it at one of our other meetings. It's a secure line that goes into, directs us right to the State Board of Elections. So we got that installed, that's working, that's tested, that's protecting our voter registration information. And then Matt knows all the other good stuff with, like, you know all the words.
You know all the words.
Well, like,
you don't have to share secrets, but
all,
you know,
the tech,
like firewalls and
yeah. So we facilitated the clerk's office being a separate entity from the county, per se. So all of the voting information is going out of an ICN Board of Elections line that was paid for by the state. As far as the county goes, in that perspective, we've taken certain measures over the course of years. Once Mr. Keppel came along and myself, we have implemented new technologies to facilitate day zero viruses, which is what LaSalle County incurred when they got ransomware. They had outdated AV, and yeah, you see the results of that.
Can you say that in English for us?
antivirus. Outdated antivirus. Okay.
So they did not do their updates.
I don't want to go that far.
Wait, so we can't go into too much detail about exactly what we do and what we're trying to do better because we don't want to give anybody a playbook.
A map.
But we do want to say, check your emails. If you get an email, you don't know who it's from,
Don't
send it to IT. Don't look at it. Put in a ticket and say, I got a suspicious email. Don't open the attachment. Don't go to websites that you don't recognize. Don't try to type the address on the bar. Google it. Google does a pretty good job of preventing you from going to websites that you shouldn't go to. So really, that's the biggest vulnerability, is people clicking on and getting bad emails, or calling somebody and saying, you know, you get a thing that says, call this number or you're going to be in trouble, and you call that number and then they want permission to remote into your computer.
Don't do
these
it.
Things happen all over the place, and it's a problem. We did do, Matt has sent out some stuff to all the employees. We are planning to do more training in the future to combat that with our employees, to get just smarter about it, because that is one of the biggest vulnerabilities. You can buy all the technology in the world, somebody clicks on the wrong thing and they're inside. So we if you're ever hesitant about it, just, I send him an email sometimes, he sends it back and says, no, this is perfectly legitimate. So even I am worried about some of them that come in, and I've got a lot of technology experience. So just be very wary of anything you get. Don't trust it for a second, because that's how they try to get in, and they get pretty good at it too. It can look like it came from a legitimate source, and it's definitely not.
And if we need to go into specifics, as Mr. Kepp said, please do that in an executive session. I can walk you through everything from IRP to controls that we have put into place. But
we trust you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Anything else?
No. And with the group that we are members of, they send out some really good notices and stuff. So on the election webpage, there's a little link that says Protect 2020, and it just gives some kind of cute flyers as to how to do a good password, what not to click on and whatnot. So we've been trying to put stuff out there to educate the public as well.
But we're safe as far as
where
we're at now with our election and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Totally safe.
Knock on wood somewhere.
just don't go in. Just wear your mask.
Yeah, I was going to say, she was talking about not getting together.
And the other thing that was...
But come out and vote.
Yeah. The other thing we did was to facilitate it when we go into the preliminary... I mean, we get past the preliminaries and go into the actual election. It's going to be the Albert sensor that's provided through the state. So it'll all be an extra added layer. Can't really go into too many specifics with that, but... Cool acronym.
That's why I had Matt help me.
He could tell us, but then he'd have to kill us.
Yeah.
She said it, not me.
All right.
Thanks,
Thank
Matt.
You. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. Public comment. Come on up and just say your name, and for the record, you have 5 minutes.
Thank you, Chairman. Good evening, honorable board members. My name is Dominic Romanazzi. I am the president of Teamsters Local 330, who represents your Kendall County employees working for facilities management and the clerk, recorder, and assessor's offices. I would like to thank the chairman, Mr. Keppel, the board members involved in the negotiations, you know who you are, and certain management personnel, including Ms. Gillette, for their contributions and negotiations, which led to a fair and equitable new agreement for these fine, dedicated county employees. I understand the board will be reviewing and voting on the new contracts this evening. I just wanted to be here in case you had any questions for me. That's all I have to say. I want to thank you for the opportunity to speak, and I will be here waiting for any questions or comments if need be. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for coming out. Any other public comment? Next up, may I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved.
Motion Second. By Hendricks, seconded by Sesich. Roll call, please.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
All eyes, thank you. Old business. There is a need for executive session for the purpose of...
Number two, collect negotiating matters between the public body and its employees or their representatives, or deliberations concerning salary schedules for one or more classes of employees. And then number eight, security procedures, school building safety and security, and the use of personnel and equipment to respond to an actual, a threatened, or a reasonably potential danger to the safety of employees, students, staff, the public, or public property.
So moved.
Motion by Prochaska.
Second.
Seconded by Hendricks. Roll call, please.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Sessage?
Yes.
All ayes. Thank you. Mr. Keppel?
Just before you turn off the record. I wanted to know before you turn off the recording, the reasonable threat is the fact that LaSalle County was, that's the security breach that we're, so I wanted to make sure I just mentioned that on the record.
Thanks.
Is it going to be a long one or?
I don't anticipate being very long.
Leslie?
Yeah, it'll be quick.
Okay. Quick. It's going to be quick.
All right. We are back in regular session. New business. May have a motion for the ratification of collective bargaining agreement between the Teamsters Local 330, Kendall County Facilities Management Department, and Kendall County, Illinois, effective December 1, 2019 through November 30th, 2022.
So moved.
Motion by Sessage, seconded by Hendricks. Any discussion on this?
No.
Roll call.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Sessage?
Yes.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
All ayes. Thank you. Next, we have a motion to for the ratification of collective bargaining agreement between the Teamsters Local 330, Kendall County Clerk and Recorder's Office, and Kendall County Assessor's Office, the Kendall County Clerk and Recorder in Kendall County, Illinois, effective December 1, 2019 through November 30th, 2023.
So moved.
Motion by Hendricks.
Second.
Seconded by Sessage. Any discussion on this one? We have a roll call, please.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Sessage?
Yes.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Sorry. Mr. Giles?
Yes.
All ayes. Thank you.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you, Dominic.
Thanks for your efforts, and thanks to the, our team and to Leslie.
And
for,
Leslie, especially.
All that you did to get this.
Brady.
Me too.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Standing committee reports, facilities, Mr. Kellogg.
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to approve the Forest Preserve District of Kendall County lease in the historic courthouse for offices number 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, in the amount of $3,836.00 per month starting March 31st, 2020.
Second.
Motion by Kellogg, seconded by Sessage. Any discussion?
This was what we were talking about earlier when we lowered it on the Forest Preserve side because of the contribution area.
That's the next one.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Close.
Roll call.
Mr. Grider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Sessage?
Yes.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
All ayes. Thank you.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the Picker House license for storage space with the County of Kendall in the amount of $3,336.00 per month starting March 31st, 2020.
Motion by Kellogg, seconded by Gilmore. Ms. Sessage?
This.
what you said?
What I said earlier. This was what we were talking about.
Thank you.
Yes.
Roll call.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Sessage?
Yes.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes. All ayes. Thank you.
Can I ask just a quick policy question about that, Leslie? Because it's lower than what the amount is shown, is that the reason why we didn't have to pull it all together?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for asking that after the vote.
Well, I thought that's why I knew that, but I wanted to clarify just so that we all knew that. So,
I can make a motion to approve a memorandum of understanding between the Forest Preserve District of Kendall County and the County of Kendall regarding rent payment.
Second.
Motion by Kellogg, seconded by Hendricks. Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Sessage?
Are you excited?
No.
Yes.
You don't she drink at the like sanitizer.
Get that thing out of your mouth. Get that out of your mouth.
What else? She is scolding us tonight.
I know. And Dr. Tokar said not to do that. So.
Mr. Gangler.
Yes.
Mr. Giles.
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore.
Yes.
Mr. Grader.
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Finance, Mr. Kellogg.
Yes. Hello. make a motion to approve the Kendall County email account provisioning policy.
Second.
Motion by Kellogg, seconded by Hendricks.
So we've been discussing this, and Mr. Kellogg can follow up, but we needed a policy because at one point anybody could get an email for anything simply by requesting it. With the cloud base, we now have a cost per email address. This will par down the number. I can't remember. We had 700 or 800 emails, and we'll be down.
There should be one for so it was changed. The one change made. My memo is on page 26 of the packet. The one change made from Facilities Committee at the recommendation was to make it for Kendall County employees and Forest Preserve District employees. There will be one account for paid part-time and full-time employees. The reason behind it is it is very expensive now to have an email account, and then I have a we have to also archive them because of the archiving policy and for FOIA and many other reasons that we need to archive emails. So we have a price attached to each individual account now more than ever, and we wanted to then be able to have a policy when someone asks for an account that's not for an employee, then and the department or elected official can get that account. They can include it in their budget if they'd like to have it, but all employees will have an account provided.
How many did we dump or not have anymore?
It's tough because we, to get down to the total number, I think we're going to be close to probably like 350 to 400, but we were at 700
or 800. Oh my gosh.
Before, because we would give them out whenever anyone asked, because there was no, the only time there was a cost is when we true up on CALS with Microsoft. Mm-hmm. You buy the CALS when you buy the server license, and the cost, that was a one-time cost when you bought the server, and we would buy it generally every 10 years. So it wasn't a huge amount of money, and we would try to cut down before we bought the CALS, but a lot of these, like when there's volunteers for boards and things like that, they can just bring a Gmail address. Like I know you talked to Amy a little bit about when you were on the sheriff's, was it sheriff's
the merit commission. Mm-hmm.
You can bring your own email, and then we can put a forward in for you, and any emails we send out, of course, are logged and tracked. Anything you send in to us is then archived and tracked. So it's just a matter of appropriately using that. A lot of people that are on a board that get a couple emails a month would, you know, they're volunteers, would probably rather just use their personal email anyway, and we'll still keep track of all that traffic.
And I think the idea was that personally, when people were on these boards that talked about doing the email and why we would give that, because now they're FOIA-able because you're passing through for, you know, public information. So I know that some people had concerns about that. So as long as we're, you know, discussing that with any board members or anybody that volunteers mm-hmm. to be on a board before, and just say maybe you want to make your own new Gmail account just for this board, you know, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. Because now everything they do is public with that committee. So.
And they didn't all always do it either. So we tried in the past, but we will, you know, that is one of the reasons you're required to do Open Meetings Act training and provide that proof to Debbie. And then we will have like a one pager for new members that when they join, when they're appointed by the county board, they can share that about email. Absolutely. It's a great idea.
Thank you for cleaning up that policy, too. It looks much better.
Roll call.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
All ayes. Thank you.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion to approve a contribution of 20% of the total cost of the purchase of a mobile stage in an amount not to exceed $10,000 made payable to the Kendall County Fair Association.
Second.
Motion by Kellogg, seconded by Hendricks.
And I'll start this off. Mr. Keppel reached out to me to add it to finance because economic development wasn't meeting this month. What happened, the Village of Oswego has been sharing, the Fox Valley Park District has a mobile trailer, and when I say that, it's a mobile stage. If you've ever been to like the sandwich fair, the Illinois Lottery has a stage like this where hydraulically it opens up canopy, lights, everything included. It folds out approximately $140,000 new from what I looked into. Park District is selling at an auction, and Oswego is wanting to get community participation to purchase it so that it can continue to be used in the community. They reached out to Mr. Keppel and asked, and the thought was that, you know, as a county, we don't need something like this, but the Fair Association could benefit from this greatly. So the idea was to partner with Oswego on something. We haven't done that like we have with Yorkville on some pretty sizable projects. So we could contribute this amount. The Fair Association is here tonight. They'll speak here in a second, but the idea is that they would store it for the Village of Oswego, and they would have the agreement with Oswego. We wouldn't. We'd be simply making a contribution. So liability, we're out of it. Ownership, we're out of it. pretty clean and simple. And as far as economic development, all that, the chairman of that speak a little bit more, but we discussed it in finance. So.
We would like to have this come through economic development because it is a boon to the economy. To be able to have live shows on a real stage makes a big difference. It's a lot safer. It's better for the performers. It actually puts on a better show. I happen to know, because my husband is in this business, that they're extremely expensive. They're incredibly expensive. So this is a really good deal, and it would be very good for them and the surrounding area to have this available for use. It makes a huge difference. It really does.
Do the president and president emeritus care to say anything else? Or
I guess the only thing I would like to say is that we're really happy this can happen.
We just got to get you on the microphone.
You want to hear me on the microphone?
We do.
Okay.
State your name, too, please.
Mike Drendel, the emeritus.
Who are you?
President emeritus. I've been involved in this situation here due to some phone calls from Matt and Annette, and because of my experience with the Fair Board. So 27 years gets me up here in front of you guys again. So I appreciate everything that you guys are doing for the fair and making it successful. We have a facility out there. We call it the Pavilion Building. That will be big enough to house this thing in the wintertime, and that's the biggest concern, is not to have it sitting outside in the winter, because when it's being used, you know, it's just like anything else. You use it, it's fine. You put it away and it starts to rust and fall apart and what have you. So we're going to put it in the Pavilion Building, and Oswego's going to take care of it, put the parts in it that it needs, and all that kind of stuff. So it's a nice arrangement for both of us. It's going to save us some money, the rental of the stage, just like you're talking about. We'll have the facility, and it'll probably encourage us to have more concert-type situations out there at the fairgrounds, and that'll improve the economy of the whole situation around the whole county, not just Yorkville, but the whole county. So we're real proud to be involved in it. Thanks for making it all happen.
When does this auction take place? Do we know?
Next week is what I was told this afternoon. I believe it was Wednesday, I think he said.
So does Oswego have a top price that they're not willing to go over, that they feel like they could do?
I think they're just going to go for it.
No, I just wondered if they did.
I don't know that they have a
price. They're discussing it tonight with their council.
Oh, okay.
So I can't say what the number is. I know what the minimum number is that Aurora wants for it. And that's
That they want for it.
Yeah, it's minimal. You know, it's down there. $30,000, I think, is what they're asking.
Nice.
There's a minimum.
Current bid has not been submitted. $30,000, it ends in 8 days and 17 hours.
This is something that I've talked to Troy Parlier about, you know, quite a few times, and we finally put the people together that with Scott and Matt and Dan DeSanto was helpful over in Oswego, and then the Fair Board, you know, to do this for the community.
It's pretty exciting, really, for the communities.
Hopefully it happens.
Yeah. It is. It makes a big difference. You can actually have like a light show now.
Yeah.
I mean, no, it's a big deal. It turns it from being like a band that's just playing to a show. And that's why they were invented. They're portable. They're easy to transport. They get into places where you wouldn't otherwise be able to have a stage. It's a big impact if you're trying to draw people to a show. So,
movies at the old courthouse, I think, are coming.
There you go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate it. So what do we need right now on that? Is that a vote then?
Yeah.
Okay. Roll call.
Ms. Sussex?
Yes.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
What bond is this coming out?
All eyes. Thank you. Thank you guys for sticking with us here tonight. I know it's a little bit later.
So boring, right?
Yeah, thank you.
And we are working, the fairgrounds are working with the Oswego Chairman, with Oswego Chamber right now. We are doing an event. When's the Spirit on the October. So we do work with them, so this will be great.
Nice.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Animal control.
You're free to go. You don't have to.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
Yeah. Not that I don't love you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
All right. I will make a motion to approve the contract with Peter Perella and Company in the amount of $75,800 for the HVAC improvements for the animal control facility.
So moved. Motion by Sessage, seconded by Kellogg. Discussion?
I would just like to say, wow.
Yeah, we are really excited about this. So just to give you guys a little bit, I know we've talked about this at facilities and finance and whatever. We're going to be starting work probably March 16th. So it's coming up. We have our animals that we don't get out to rescue. If we, you know, whoever we have left over there will go to Dr. Schlapp's office, and they're already measuring to put in the windows. So they're starting the demolition on the 16th. So we're very excited about that.
Where are we budgeted for this?
190 was what we put in for our capital, but hopefully we don't use all of that. But that's why we've been saving it all these years. I mean, that was even back in 2012 when I started, we were saving up for, you know, this type of thing. So it's really nice that we're getting underway.
Well, the bid came in 120 less, is that right?
Yeah, it was extreme.
This is the HVAC portion.
This is just the HVAC.
Yeah.
Scott?
Yeah, so this is we put out to bid for somebody to GC and do the entire project, and it was like $280,000. So we decided, went back to the drawing board, got some help from Jim. He's going to GC it, his guys are going to do some demo. And you know, we just rewarded them with a fantastic contract tonight. So everybody's excited to get to work together, and they're already. We're cleaning stuff out. We are, you know, working to get the animals set up. We're working for a plan as far as files and everything, getting out of there and being able to still get good work done. And it's going really well. It's a good partnership between a lot of departments.
Mr. Kellogg.
And from the facility side, Director Smiley, this is a new company to work with, which is good to have new bids coming in. He did check references and research and everything, and they've been in business for 75 years.
I think he said almost 100 years. Yeah,
it was a long time.
Came back with excellent references, so we're excited.
Everything checked out.
Out of Joliet.
Major projects for hospitals and large, you know, industrial buildings, all kinds of things. So,
yeah,
we're
excited. Well, yeah, I'm very happy with the work that's been going on with the animal control. Mm-hmm. Just generally, we've done quite a bit over the last year over there. So,
yeah,
great job.
Thank you. Yeah,
we'll have a nice grand opening. Invite everybody over.
I know. We are going to have a ribbon cutting.
Excellent. Mr. Gengler.
Yeah, I was really happy to see that we could do this with Jim GC in it, because those first bids were outrageous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
we all sort of cried a little bit, for
yeah.
sure.
So I was really happy to see we reinvented the wheel, per se, and had Jim do it. So it's a good thing.
Jim might not be thrilled, but...
Jim just takes whatever we throw at him.
He does. Yeah. He's very good. So.
Yeah. All right. Roll call, please.
Mr. Gengler?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Sessage?
Yes.
All eyes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Elected officials report, other department, health department. Tony, was there anything?
No.
That was the request from Dr. Tokars to talk. He brought up early.
So. Oh, so we did it at the beginning.
Got it. She'd asked me, she's like, do I really have to wait till the end? So. special committee reports. Matthew, do you want to talk about your weekend?
Ms. Hendricks?
All the times.
They've trained me now to look this way first.
Mr. Koppel has forwarded me a very important piece of information in keeping along the lines of education of the youth, the trades, and programs that are available for those who don't necessarily want to go through a whole four-year degree. And the Plano campus is undergoing a renovation in this spring and summer. And they are, I'll read this to you, this campus will be transformed into the college's Innovation and Design Center. And the pitch for it is it's a place where innovation, creativity, and partnerships lead to degrees, industry certifications, a skilled workforce, and community collaboration. So when the campus reopens for the fall semester in 2020, it'll initially feature three signature programs. And I mentioned this, it's A, good for the community, but also I know some of you speak in front of a lot of youth, and this is a good thing to keep in mind. Those programs will include computer-aided design and drafting, welding, which I'm all excited about, and a cybersecurity program. So they are going to have a grand reopening being planned. I'll let you guys all know when that happens in case you're interested to go. But I'm very excited. Thank you. Because I can tell you, on the workforce board, they already know the second I raise my hand what I'm going to be on about. It's exactly this kind of stuff. So, bravo, Waubonsie.
Thank you. I was just going to say that you said the Plano campus, and I wanted to just make sure that we said Waubonsie Plano campus.
Yes, sorry. Waubonsie's Plano campus. Yeah. I just assume everybody knows
right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Scott?
I'm excited about the possibility of getting a cybersecurity intern at some point.
Right.
And working with Plano, the Plano campus there.
Campus interns.
I like to hear that because we need more cybersecurity people.
Yeah, we can afford.
And Mr. Kellogg, instead of drawing things on napkins, we could get a computer aided design and drafting intern.
Wow.
Well, I got it to a drafted version now, so we're good.
That's outstanding. All right. Thanks for bringing that up.
Yep. Well, Mr. Keppel, or Ms.
Well, you brought it up, Heath. Mr. Prochaska.
Yes,
back to you.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Since last Thursday, from last Thursday till today, I've been at the National Association of Counties Legislative Conference. At that conference, there's a tentative agreement between counties and municipalities and railroads for a $5 billion per year investment for 5 years for a $25 billion total for overpasses or underpasses of railroads to eliminate at-grade intersections
nice.
On major lines. That money will be available federally, potentially. We're hoping to have a deal hammered out within the next couple months to push through Congress. Also, at that, NACO is announcing their new Live Healthy program, which is an ongoing program that we have had in the county. It allows some of our residents for prescription drug discounts and dental discounts. It'll be an expanded program that should allow our residents that take part in this program to save even more money. That information should be out coming to the health department within the next month. We heard from...
Do we have any idea how many residents take part in that now?
I don't. I just know it's roughly about a $300,000 savings per year that the residents enjoy. At that, we also heard from the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Secretary of the Interior, former Secretary of State Colin Powell, and President Trump. And it was... President Trump spoke on a wide array of topics.
Sure he did. Cool. Their business? Chairman's report. Can I have a motion to approve Trustee Terry Olson, KenCom Executive Board, Village of Oswego, Trustee Luis Perez, KenCom Executive Board, Alternate Village of Oswego, and Dr. Karen Gustafson-Williams, Kendall County Board of Health, 3-year term, expiring March 2023.
So moved.
Second. Motion by Sessage, seconded by Gengler. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. And I wanted to mention one other thing. This week is, we've been talking about the census quite a bit. I'm on the Illinois Complete Count Commission, and Kendall County also has our own Complete Count Committee. And I wanted to mention a few timelines of what's coming up so that, you know, when you're out talking to people, you can have an idea of what's happening. And I'd also like to just get this information out there because we have been undercounted in the past here in Kendall County. And it's critical that we get a full and accurate count of our residents for a number of reasons. One being representation, two being federal dollars that come into the county. The number that I received from Scott Keppel is that it is roughly $1,400 per adult, and $2,700 for a child under five in federal assistance that is at stake. So that's a good segue. The $2,700 per child this week is nationwide. The Census Commission is, or Census Bureau, is pushing out through our schools census awareness information so they can take it home and share it with their parents. So that's the first step this week that's going on. March 12th is going to be the first letter that is sent out to residents telling them how to conduct the census this year. And they're hoping to have everyone do it through the internet and online and sign in this time around. And they're going to make many, many efforts. It's going to be to get to you. So March 12th, first invite letter is going out. March
16th, they're already sending a second letter as a reminder. There's going to be an 800 number and an online questionnaire that's part of that. March 26th, they're sending a third postcard, and it won't be until April 8th, you'll receive a letter with a paper questionnaire. So anything before then, it will not be paper this time around. It's going to be all online. The letter with the paper questionnaire in April will be both in English and Spanish as well. And then the final mailing will be middle of April as well. So you are able to self-respond and reply online until July 31st, and then that is over. So if you have it and you put it aside and you mean to get to it, you have a few months to get to it, but it's so important to do it. Now, that isn't going to take the place of the door knockers. They've done that. We've seen them over the years where they come around. They're trying they're hoping that it will be very minimal because they want everyone to reply online to the extent they can. However, they will be coming around between May 13th and July 24th. They're going to knock 8 times, so if you ignore them, they're going to keep coming back. You know, you see them in the Ring doorbell. you can ignore them for a while, but they're going to keep coming back until you respond to them. And then a couple of interesting things along these lines as well is that there's going to be a self-response rate map through the Census 2020 census.gov. There's a lot of interesting information and tools that are on that website, including the self-response rate map. I'm told that it's going to be updated at a pretty regular basis, you know, every day at some point, and then it's going to go to weekly, so you can see where the responses are and maybe where it's a little bit light as well. So it's a great tool to for them to assign resources, know where to assign resources for our committee as well, you know, as we get later into the process to see, you know, maybe where it's a little bit lighter than we anticipated as well. There have also been a number of rumors, you know, going around with the census. We've heard them all. I don't need to reiterate it all, but there is a section on the census, again, the 2020census.gov, as to fighting 2020 census rumors, so you can get, you know, the correct information on the census as well. So I wanted to pass this along. It's really important for a county like Kendall County that's the fastest growing county in the state, and at least has been. I've seen signs that it continues to be that way. We saw, mm-hmm. I think we all saw the article last year that we were the only county in the Cook and Collier County region not to lose population. And we anticipate, you know, that there have been further gains. So wanted to make sure that we're pushing this out. I know that some of the municipalities are talking about it as well. And our committee will continue to meet, too. And Scott, do you have anything else you want to add?
Yeah, we'll get some more updates at the day meeting from Robin. I don't want to steal too much of her. But we have been out to the schools. We have books. We have things. Mira's office is full of boxes of census paraphernalia. We're working towards getting a website up to help with the count in Illinois. We're working towards some social media goals, and then also looking at possibly advertising and finding the best ways to get out that it is safe, it's fine, please answer, it's very important. It's funding for us, it's representation for us, both at the federal level and state level. So it's a very important thing and not to be taken lightly.
Right, and one more thing I wanted to add is they had a goal of 80,000 applicants to help conduct census activities, which was met. But they are still looking for, if you know of anyone that's bilingual, there are a number of different languages that they need help with, and particularly in Northwest Cook County. You know, if you have somebody that's willing to travel a little bit, there could be some positions there too.
And forgive me if you said this and I just was phasing out, but is there an end date for, like, when is the last time?
July 31st.
July 31st, yeah. Okay.
And the other thing I didn't mention is that I guess in representation, we talked about that. But we're expected to lose, Illinois is expected to lose at least one congressional seat. And if we don't get a full turnout,
count,
it could be
could
be two, potentially. Ms. Hendricks.
I was just going to ask if they were still looking, because the last time I checked on it, they were looking, still looking for like 9,000 people. And it pays pretty well, something like between $17 and $25 an hour. So if you are, or anyone you know, is looking for temporary work that pays pretty well, the census needs you in Illinois.
They do. 2020census.gov, that information is all there for applications for the the fighting census rumors that I mentioned. The rate map, it's all there. It's a pretty handy
website.
And it's just so critically important. Yes.
It is. So thank you for indulging me for a minute on that. Public comment? Questions from the press?
Jim Wyman, WSPY. Can you still take an English or speech class at Waubonsie's Plano campus once the renovation is done, or is it limited to cybersecurity, welding, and design?
I would assume that their regular standard general education classes are going to remain. This is an announcement telling you about programs that they're adding and or continuing after their renovation.
When will the animal control remodeling be completed?
We're not sure, but I think Jim was thinking that it would take at least 3 months.
Yeah, targeting end of June, end of July.
Yeah. So this year, Jim.
Sometime this summer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Katie?
Good.
Right. Thank you. Any additional need for executive session?
No.
I have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. By Sessage, seconded by Henry.
Everyone.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
Can I get those candidates?